So now with the walking, the practice is, again, the felt sense of movement. So you're used to the, I think I should have asked everyone, but it's a little hard to ask everyone because I have to scroll through. When our ordinary instructions of walking is we ask you to walk at a strolling speed, you know, which is slow, but doesn't seem weird to anybody else. And on retreat, if on online retreats, when you're at home, that may be the speed you need to walk. If you're going outside to do that much slower walk, which I'm going to mention in a moment, that just draws attention to yourself and not necessarily so good. But we ordinarily would say the speeding of the stroll speed, or half that, or then half again, which is like that almost zombie walk that you may have participated in retreat or seen. And the advantage of the slowest walk, of course, is it tends to bring us more in the here and now, but not always. I say to people personally, walk at the speed that your mind will be content. So you don't walk, if you try to impose walking really slow before the mind's settled enough to be willing to cooperate, it sort of puts us at cross purpose. So if you're walking inside, you can walk at any of those speeds. If you're walking out in the neighborhood, walk in a speed where you won't be self-conscious or draw attention and so forth. So that's the typical instruction. And then we're noticing if we're walking at a school zone speed, it's lifting, placing, or right, left, whatever it may be, that just the bare sense of movement, because there's not that much time between one step and the next for us to notice the details. If you're walking at half that speed, you can start to notice the more fullness of one leg experience, whether it's at the hip or the knee or the foot, and then the next. So you can note more, you can make more noting, staying more present using noting, lifting, placing. And then if you're going at really slow speed, you can notice the lift, the rising, the lowering, and the settling, or more. There's a five-part Burmese style of lift, raise, move, lower, place. You can make up your own version of this. So that can be useful. But what we're interested in here is we're not using this as in quite the same way, because what we want to notice is movement. We just want to notice movement. So you could say at school zone speed, you're moving, right leg moving, left leg moving, whatever it is, movement. And if you're drawn by something you're seeing, oh, eyes are moving. You're wanting to have to see in all the sense gates this movement, how you're involved in movement through every sense gate. It's very empowering to do this. And at the end of the walk, when you get to the end of the walk, stop and be in stillness, and then turn around to walk back the other way and be in stillness again. And then towards the end of the walk, so if you're going to walk 20 minutes out of the 30 minutes, somewhere halfway through, start to stop in the middle of your walking. Just stop and experience stillness because you chose to. So at the end of the walk, you're doing it because it's a ritual part. You're stopping and you're recollecting yourself when you stop. And then turning, you feel movement again, and then you stop so that you again collect yourself as to a wise action, and then you start moving. But then when you stop in the middle, it's more arbitrary. You're stopping in the middle because you're seeing that you can choose stillness. And you start to get the feeling sense that no matter what, when I'm sitting, I can choose stillness. And once the neural network is formed for choosing stillness, and you have a familiarity of that neural network, you will become more skilled at stillness. It's kind of lawful. It's not magic. There's a mysterious aspect to stillness that I will touch on later, but it's not magic. It's just mysterious to us because it has to do with the nature of mind. So that's our practice. We're going to be walking for about 30 minutes. It's 10:16 now. We will come back here at 10:45 for the next sit. This is also your time for your bio breaks and so forth. I would rather you did continuity of walking for 15 or 20 minutes rather than start stop. So I don't like the tea practice walking where you get a cup of tea and you, when you get to one end of your walk, you sip it and then you walk back and then you sip again. I discourage that. I know how pleasant that can be, particularly on longer retreats, but I'm asking you to really like give yourself this opportunity, you know. And I do want to say before we go to walk is that I see so many familiar faces and I want to hear about how things are going. I want to visit and all. So this is part of my restraint is that I don't get to do any of that. And it would be really fun to, some of you I haven't seen in a couple of years and my goodness, I know things have changed in certain ways, but that's the nature of the situation that we don't get those little visits that we do when we're present together. So we'll do our walking now and I will see you back here at 10:45. And if you're going to sit, you can always choose to sit through and you're welcome then to leave your screen on. You might want to drop your video once you start to walk. But then when you come back, please turn the video back on because it really matters, at least to me, and I know to a number of yogis, that we get to see each other. That's the criticism of that streaming or whatever it's called, where that web streaming or where you only see the teacher. Okay.